1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right. Good to have you with us on the WILO Party Line, presented by BoonCountyDailyNews.com, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and also by our friends at CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, our newest contributors to the WILO Party Line. Also, a big thank you to TC Trailers. If you're not pulling the TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. They also do our Marchand's Window Tinting Business Spotlight. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, and the online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com, brought to you by Day and Ginda Funeral Home, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, the Farmers Bank, 51 West Event Center, Ye Old Spirit Shop, and Ellis Jewelers on WILO. Ken, I'm going to apologize. I didn't flip it until just now. And I don't mean the bird. I'm saving that for later.
I said apologize and tell him to call back.
So. Yeah, that's on me. I thought I would play something kind of wintry feeling as our intro music today from Steve Reich and Musicians Drumming. I just always like this. This always feels like winter to me, especially with the solstice coming. And I know you talk about putting on occasionally, so I'm going to mention my niece Ella will celebrate her 7th birthday tomorrow. She has a birthday on the winter solstice.
Cool.
Which is, I love that.
Yeah.
It's got to... You don't forget those birthdays.
No, you don't. But you got to feel bad for them, too, though, because it's Christmas.
Uh-huh.
You know? And so do they get shortchanged or anything else?
That's something we should put out as a phone topic. And what I specifically mean is I have a birthday on January 11th. Yeah. You know, so it's kind of the same thing. It's like, oh, well, it's good. But the interesting thing about it is when I was like 7 or 8 years old, by the way, kids, close your ears. You shouldn't be hearing what I'm about to tell you. I used to be able to use that to scam a candy bar or a toy or something in July because mom couldn't say, oh, your birthday's coming up, because my birthday wasn't in the middle of the year. There was never a, oh, we just had Christmas. Like, by the time you get to April, it's like, fine.
Oh, we
get the candy bar.
We didn't tell our kids until they were older, but neither one of our kids was planned. We just figured we'd take kids when we got them.
Right.
But it worked out that they're both born in June, so therefore every 6 months. 6 months, they get something. So,
I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to have to play with your mic processor settings, because it sounds like your voice is getting choked off a little bit. So at some point, I'm going to have you riff.
Hell yeah!
Because you're
I don't know if my vocal cords are going to
hold up.
How long it's going to take for them to recover?
Well, I'm certainly not doing you any favors with the noise gate. Apparently, having been turned up.
That's okay. Not a big deal.
Now, Melissa is going to pantomime this next question for you Hoosierland people, and I'll try to translate as best I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that could be ugly before it's over with.
Who are our guests today?
FICA in Delphi.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
is that our small business?
This is our small business Saturday, or small business Saturday.
It's
That's
easy.
Bad.
It's
the season
to do.
It is the season for that. But, this is our small business spotlight featured by Marchand's Window Tinting. And I kudos to Alan for coming up with this idea.
Alan Marchand, specifically,
Yeah. Sorry, I know him from 4-H. So, I mean, his kids showed sheep with my kids, so I know Alan a long time. So,
well, very good. I think, do we have him on the phone right
now? Yeah, we do. We have Brittany. From FICA in Delphi is on the phone right now.
Good to hear from you today. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Everybody staying healthy up that way?
Trying to.
Yeah, this up and down weather is definitely not helping anybody for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I know what FICA is, but I want you to tell our listeners what FICA is, because the name is kind of deceiving. It's not what you would think when you hear the word FICA. So tell us about FICA in Delphi.
Well, I am going to say it's actually pronounced FICA.
FICA. Ah. Oh, yeah. Well, that would be my bad.
Don't worry. I have a lot of people call it FICA, but it is pronounced FICA.
Okay. Not to be confused with the government agency. It's two different things.
Yeah. It is a Swedish word and term for having a moment to slow down and appreciate the good things in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we take that concept as sitting down and having a meal with friends or having a coffee with friends, family, just taking that time to slow down and enjoy the little things.
Now, this one of the questions that I have for you now, is this like part of a chain? Because I do know that there is a chain of coffee house restaurants called FICA.
No, we are not a chain. This is a small business opened up by one of my friends, Kayla. She started it.
Okay.
And I started working with her, and she passed it over to me. And I also have two other partners, Mike and Austin. And we really tried to keep it in the community because we really are the only coffee shop in Delphi.
Well, and it's not just coffee. I mean, it's definitely it's kind of cool. This is not something that you would think would be sitting in the middle of North Central Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest. Talk about, I mean, I know we're talking about coffee and being kind of a coffee house, but it's not really a coffee house. You have everything. It's like a bistro.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, that's exactly what we are. We are a family-friendly bistro based in Delphi, and we serve coffee, specialty lattes, but we also serve breakfast, sandwiches, salads, and soups. Some of our breakfast items are quiche and stradas, a breakfast burrito, homemade Belgian waffles.
Oh, wow.
Avocado toast, which is a big hit here in Delphi.
Yeah, I would think so. I love avocado toast.
Oh, yeah. We have two kinds. We have a regular avocado toast, which, we also sprinkle with everything seasoning.
Like everything bagel seasoning, you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes.
Dear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also have another version of it that we call the Bay. It's BAE, and it's bacon, avocado, and egg. So it's the avocado toast with egg on top and then a slice of our bourbon glazed bacon.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Bourbon glazed bacon.
Bacon is a big hit.
Can you finish the interview? And what's the street address again? I need to get out of the studio for a second.
Our address is 124 East Main Street.
Let me put that in my trip map.
We're right next to the City Hall.
Yep. Yeah, I know right where they're at.
Yep.
I saw Melissa look slightly panicked, so I came.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I get it. No, I unfortunately, the last few times I've been up to Delphi, I haven't had time to be able to stay and like you said, slow down and relax and enjoy. But I have seen your spot, and it's a beautiful location.
It is, and honestly, inside is absolutely beautiful. It's a large space. We have a huge antique mirror and bar, and that's also where we have our espresso machine. We have an area indoors where you can walk upstairs. And I kind of revamped where downstairs is the bistro restaurant, and then upstairs I have comfy chairs, a couch, a big bookshelf with books, and a game table with puzzles. So I really try to make it family friendly and to kind of get the best of all the world. You can come in and dine, have a quick lunch, or you can sit for hours. Or you can come upstairs and plug in your laptop, sip on a latte, and work for hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the historic downtown in Delphi. Mm-hmm. And a gorgeous building. And like I said, I haven't been able had a chance to stop in, but I'm looking at the website now. And you have done an amazing job with the inside, and it's just gorgeous.
It is. I'm very proud of this building and what we offer to the community.
Now, you said you guys got started locally, and when did you how did you guys decide that this was where you wanted to open up?
My friend Kayla, who originally started FICA, she found this building that was supposed to be a pizza shop, but it just never came through. So it just sat for years. So she was able to get it and start FICA in here. And a little over a year ago, I moved back from southern Mexico, where I had a coffee shop down there. And I started working with her, and because I already had knowledge of coffees and cooking and baking, you know, it was a perfect fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a native. I'm born and raised in Carroll County. You know, I was a 4-H'er, graduated from Delphi. But after graduating, I moved to Chicago, outside of Boston, New York City, worked in Savannah, Georgia, and then moved down to Mexico.
Wow.
So I've kind of been all over.
I was going to say, you bring quite a rich history and culture to the area.
Yeah, I am a single mom, so I do understand the importance of having a space where you can also bring your kids and they feel welcome. So that also is very important to me, to have children come in where they can open up some Dr. Seuss books, sit on a couch, or open up Jenga and kind of play for a little while parents can sit and kind of relax with a latte.
Mm-hmm. And like we said, it's a bistro, and you mentioned that you have sandwiches and salads and everything. So talk a little bit about your menu choices. You also can cater, and you also can hold events as well. So, I mean, it's like a full-service full-service space.
Yeah. Our sandwiches are actually named after streets in Delphi. We have the Hamilton, which is a red pesto based sandwich with salami and pepperoni.
Okay, I have to ask. Red pesto. Yes. I know how green pesto works. I know what goes into that. What is red pesto?
It is basically the same concept, but it is used with smoked tomatoes.
I was going to say.
Wow.
It is delicious. That's one of my favorites. We also have another sandwich that is a big hit. It's called our Summit Street. And that is avocado, mayo, our bourbon glazed bacon with ham and turkey.
That's amazing.
Wowzers.
I know quiche, that's quite an undertaking.
Yeah.
Yes, and it is a big hit here. I have a couple regulars that come in just for the quiche.
I am really amazed that you guys are serving quiche every day for breakfast.
Now, is FICA, you know, so we know that the quiche is very popular, but what would you say, either between the adults, the kids, in general, what is your most popular beverage? In other words, how would you espresso yourself?
Like that.
Bang!
Our number one espresso is probably, well, the mayor comes in every single day for her mocha latte, but also a close second is our caramel macchiato. But we also offer seasonal drinks. So right now, a very popular one is our white chocolate candy cane espresso drink. Yes. And we also have a gingerbread chai, which is very delicious. That's one of my favorites. But, you know, in the fall, we also offered our s'mores, where it's chocolate and toasted marshmallow, and, you know, it's topped with whipped cream and mini marshmallows and chocolate syrup. So we really try to cater to seasons and creating these specialty drinks that, you know, right now, peppermint is really big. People love the peppermint.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Good grief. You even have Cobb salads and wedge salads?
Yes.
I'm sitting here thinking, okay, road trip.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I also bake biscottis and scones, and the community really loves my pumpkin bars, which I have been baking since I was about 9 years old, I started baking in 4-H.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, pumpkin bar, is that's a staple.
Yeah.
Yes,
in this area. But you make your own, you bake your own biscottis.
Uh-huh.
That's wild. Now, I've tried that. And
yes, ain't easy.
They are delicious.
I am no good at it.
It's an art form. It takes patience and the right amount of kneading, and you know, it's a science behind it. And to me, I love doing that, because when you create something great and see someone smile because they enjoy it, I mean, I love that.
How do you have time?
That's what I'm thinking.
You're a single mom running a bistro, and you're making all this stuff to boot.
Yeah, I like to stay busy, and I like to do what I'm passionate about.
Obviously.
You know, I was always raised, whenever you do something you love, you never work a day in your life.
This is true.
That's true.
And the author, William Least Heat Moon, mentions a story in his Blue Highways book, somebody saying to him, "I notice you use the words work and job interchangeably. Oughtn't to do that. Work is something you do for pleasure. A job is what you have to do to survive."
Yes.
And it sounds like you have work less than a job. It sounds like there's a real joy in this for you.
Yes. I am very passionate about FECA and what I'm able to provide to the community. I like being connected, and I'm one of those people that wake up in a great mood, and I love small talk, and I just thoroughly enjoy connecting with people. So this is a very good fit for me, and I have a lot of passion behind it.
Mm-hmm.
With your coffees and your lattes, your beans, is there a particular brand of coffee that you use, or is there a special roast that you guys do of your own accord?
Or is it a trade secret? Or
yeah.
Well, one of my partners is in Chicago, and he is friends with a roaster up there. So we get our beans roasted specialty for FECA through them.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I figured.
Mm-hmm. And it's great coffee. We have a lot of people that say, you know, wow, this is, you know, it's not Folgers. It's really good coffee.
Well, yeah, definitely. And that's what I was going to say, with all the different different flavors and the different roast and everything that you offer, it had to be of your own accord.
Yes.
Right.
Or it wouldn't work.
And my favorite is the mocha blend. It doesn't taste like chocolate, but there is a slight hint of just something slightly sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that one, that's probably my personal favorite.
Yeah, that would be, that would be one I would try. I am not a coffee drinker. Full disclosure, I am not a coffee drinker. Have never been able to wrap my head around it. But every once in a while, there's a mocha out there that I can drink. It's rare.
Well, I also
but I would definitely
have
like to try
teas.
It. Uh-huh.
I did introduce our Earl Grey lavender latte for those who don't do coffee. So
right.
My Earl Grey lavender is Earl Grey tea with lavender syrup, a little touch of honey, and then foamed milk.
Ooh. I would
and
like
it
to
is,
try that.
It's a nice blend. It might not sound the best, but when you drink it, it's just amazing.
Yeah, that sounds great. I would really like to try that. I'm a tea drinker. That's my thing. I love a good cup of hot tea.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
depending,
we have a lot of people that come in for tea.
Yeah. We already said you're on Main Street in Delphi.
Mm-hmm.
And talk a little bit about, you have space. You cover events. You cater, and you also have event space there for people to hold events. So talk a little bit about that.
We do. Actually, January, we have a few baby and wedding showers planned. And what I typically do is we specialize in the charcuterie style of catering.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn our whole bar into basically a charcuterie bar where people get a nibble off fruits and vegetables and homemade dips and chocolate bark. And if they would like, we create sliders. And all of our sliders are basically the mini version of what we have to offer with our sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And people always love it. And it's it's a lot of fun to be able to create something. You know, food is art, mm-hmm. and I absolutely love when it looks beautiful and you see people come in and smile, and sometimes they say, it looks too pretty to even eat from, and I'm, just enjoy yourself.
Oh, I get it. No. And to me, that's the, like you said, you know, bridal showers and baby showers and stuff. That's the kind of food I'd rather have.
Yeah.
When you can just go and get you a little plate and just kind of peace throughout the whole mm-hmm. thing. And that,
yeah.
That's the great style of a menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do also offer, we call it our adult Lunchable, and it's basically a single serving for one person, mm-hmm. Charcuterie style. So I make the salami into roses, mm-hmm. and it comes with fruit and specialty cheese and chocolate bark. A lot of people love our chocolate bark.
An adult one.
I have to say, because I'm curious about this, Brittany, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to say that I saw a meme a few years ago where somebody said that charcuterie was basically Lunchables for adults. Did you get the idea from that at all? Because that's genius.
Yeah.
you could
it's
really
a grown up version of a Lunchable.
You could really make that even more entertaining by finding a way to get those little red sticks that were not quite knives that they used to tuck into the just to really play it up a little bit.
Yeah, that actually is a great idea. That's a fun idea.
I have no idea how to direct you, but I love. I think it would be cool.
Yeah, I love it.
No, I think that is a great idea. Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been there?
Well, my friend Kayla started it in October of not last year, but the year before. And I started working with her at the very beginning of last November.
Mm-hmm.
And she changed over to myself and Austin and Mike, my partners. We did that changeover in June and reopened back up in July.
Well,
and we kept everything the same. I loved her ideas, and the community loved them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to keep Fika for Delphi.
Right.
That's bold, actually, starting a business right at the end of COVID.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. And to have the kind of success that you have built upon. And, everything that I have heard, it's constantly busy.
It is. It really is. We have waves, and honestly, I love my regulars. We have a lot of people that come in, and they get the same thing, and that's, I love that. When they come in, and I see them, and I say, would you like your quiche with bacon? Yes, I would. You know, would you like your latte? And yes. And I like people to feel welcome, remembered, and appreciated to come in.
And I'm sure they appreciate that as well.
Yeah,
and,
they definitely do.
I would assume that it probably gives them a feel of home.
Yeah. Yes, and that really is important to me. You know, I want to look at this space as a home away from home, where you can bring your family, you can bring your friends, and enjoy your time here, and just, you know, have that great cup of coffee or your favorite lunch or breakfast item, and just relax. Even if it's just for 30 minutes, a quick lunch break, you're able to kind of decompress and relax and enjoy your time.
Since you and your friends took it over and then had your reopening, have you had any challenges?
Well, we are trying to get our beer and wine, our liquor license back.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're trying to do now is, after the beginning of the year, we would like to reopen for dinner and
okay.
offer a family-friendly dining spot for dinner. But, you know, you would like to have a glass of wine with dinner, and I would like to be able to offer that. So, honestly, that's probably our biggest challenge. And just reminding the community that we didn't close down. We're still here.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What are your hours right now?
We are open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Saturdays, we are open 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we are open all week this week. We are closed for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for Christmas, but then we're open up for the rest of the week.
Okay. And then what about New Year's?
We are closed that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but open up again on Wednesday and for the rest of the week.
Okay. Well, Brittany, we appreciate you calling in, and we want to encourage everybody to visit FICA in Delphi.
Yes.
And, yeah, road trip. We are
breach.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to grab Cindy, and we're gonna have an administrative meeting, and we're gonna have it on the road.
And that administrative meeting will just amount to how many of these sandwiches can I shove into my mouth at once?
I'm gonna chew them. I can't chew them, but they're good.
I will be hitting the sliders, but I also want to hit the salad because I'm a salad person.
I'm not hearing any negatives in this list at all.
No.
She never at any point said, liver surprise or anything. So
no,
and we actually do. You can have a combo where it's a half salad, half sandwich, or a cup of soup and a salad.
What kind of soup? We touched a little bit on the soup, but what kind of soups do you offer?
Right now, we have a cheddar poblano. We have
you got to spell that one out. The cheddar poblano. Fill me in. I got to know.
The poblano is the Mexican chili, and it's not spicy, but it has a slight kick. And honestly, when someone asks me what it tastes like, it almost tastes similar to the queso dip that you can get at a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And it's probably one of my favorite soups. So that's a staple for soup season here.
Sippable queso. You had me at sippable queso.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, again, like I said, Brittany, we appreciate you calling in, and we encourage everybody to visit FICA in Delphi. Good food, good time, and a great place to just chill. And
yes.
And you can work there, you can take your family there, you can just have a nice, relaxing visit.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for having me. And
absolutely.
Taking the time to speak with me. I really appreciate it.
It was a real pleasure.
Real pleasure to have you on, and keep us informed. I mean, let us know how things go. Let us know.
Descriptions are so good. If I could just have you sit down and read the Betty Crocker book, the Betty Crocker cookbook, like it's an audio book to me. Next, dredge the ham. Okay. you're a wonderful guest.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
not
you.
A problem. Like I said, let us know how things go. Let us know if the dinner menu comes into fruition for you and everything that you're working on for the new year. And just keep us up to date.
All right. Thank you again, Melissa. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Thank you for
bringing
some holiday joy for us here.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, so you got it, FICA. You probably want to go check it out. Our guest today on the Marchand's Window Tinting Business Spotlight, local small businesses. We really try to
check them out. They've got a website. They're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's FICA Coffee Wine Nibbles. You can get on there and check out the full menus are up. Everything is right there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you can go online and just put in FICA at Delphi, and it's FICA. It's spelled FIKA.
Yeah.
And
like if you took the letters in IKEA and turned them around
exactly.
And took out one and added one. kind of.
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. But anyway, check it out. And like I said, you can check them out on Facebook, too, as well.
I think I may have a motto. If you're still listening, Brittany, FICA, better than assembling your own furniture. That just sounds like it's a great place to go check out.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're right about the administrative meeting.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't tell the boss.
No. No.
I suspect Russ will probably want to go check it out himself, actually.
Yeah,
so,
I think so, because he was texting. I think he was definitely in on this one.
He was texting questions. He was texting screenshots, which you were looking at the computer, so you kind of had a prompt of your own to ask about some of that stuff. So.
No, it's fantastic. The pictures on the website of what they have to offer is really cool. And the fact that, like, it's a beautiful building.
Yeah.
And Italian architect, little Italian architecture along with it, with the building in historic Delphi. So, and it fits. It's pretty cool.
So before we cut to the break, because we are at the halfway point, I do very briefly want to mention tonight Bethel Bible Holiness Church tonight is going to have their live nativity. That it's going to be from 6 to 8 o'clock this evening. This is the one and only day you can do it, so take advantage of it. Drive through the live nativity. Experience it like you never have before. Tonight, 6 to 8, Bethel Bible Holiness Church, 1100 South Clay Street. WILO, your home for classic hits. We're at the halfway. Melissa and I are coming back with our guest, Julia Leahy, from the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce on the way on WILO.